Each week, Valerie Brown Kuchera brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely.
Last week, High Plains listeners got an analogy about how weight gain is essentially like compound interest. As you add kids, you actually have more surface space upon which to pack the pounds, which grows your bottom line more quickly. I stand by that, but I'm going to introduce another mathematical parallel here. The number of children you have is inversely proportional to the amount of time you have, minus hours worked at a paying job per week, divided by college credit hours over the number of extended family members with whom you actually want to spend time. Then 0.1% of that quotient is what we are going to call the S variable. In layperson's terms, S variable equals sanity or free time. Everyone's quotient is different and not static over time. For example, my quotient rose steadily throughout the last decade as the number of extended family members with whom I actually wanted to spend time dropped off significantly. But it dwindled as I took on a new job with longer hours and enrolled in more graduate credit. Recently, I discovered that my S variable was averaging about 4 minutes and 34 seconds per day. Not enough time to read, write Little Spouse episodes, or shower with the regularity and thoroughness that I typically desire. Oh, sure, you might quibble that showering should not fall into the free time category, but since the shower is one of the few places where I can be alone, I have been self-indulgent lately and have increased my daily quota to 3 minutes and 32 seconds, only leaving me 1 minute and 2 seconds per day to read and write. So, in an effort to increase my S variable, I brainstormed, while in the shower, a number of maximizing strategies. The first of those strategies, which I am proud to report required only 3.5 showers to devise, is replacing the written word with the audible one. I did have to shorten showers for several days following the formal adoption of the idea in order to download the appropriate audiobook apps to my phone. Waterproof phone is on my list, don't worry. I now simply intermix listening to public radio, of course, and audiobooks while I commute to work. This has gone a long way towards increasing my reading time, but as listeners can probably tell, this single strategy was not augmenting my writing time. Strategy number 2 will address that. When we travel together, Joel will drive while I write. The kids can entertain themselves in the back of Joel's midlife crisis van, and I will create the evocative, philosophical pieces of literary writing that listeners have come to treasure. A timer on my phone will remind me to nudge Joel awake periodically, and hey, that's what rumble strips are for, people. It's a beautiful notion, the idea to ride and write simultaneously. We go on a longer car ride at least once a week, and many famous authors ascribe to the idea of meta rules, routines that keep them going. Stephen King supposedly sets a quota of 6 pages per day. Ray Bradbury apparently wrote 1 short story per week on the theory that he couldn't possibly write 52 bad ones in a row. There's a legend that Hemingway advised aspiring authors to write drunk and edit sober. After trying this whole drive and write thing once, I'll just say there are a few kinks to work out. I had settled into typing a hilarious first draft when Joel said, "Oh, honey, before you start, I want to tell you, I just saw a camper drive by with a California tag."
"Oh, wow."
I said, my fingers still flying. This paragraph was really shaping up. And honey, when I filled with gas, the pump wouldn't print the receipt, but I remembered the total. You can subtract $32.52 from the debit card account." After I dug through my purse, found the ledger, subtracted the $32.52, and figuring while I was in there I might as well, subtracted a couple of other loose receipts, I continued on the first paragraph of my literary masterpiece. "Honey, do you remember the name of that town that has that big ball of twine?" "Cocker City. Why?" "No reason, I just couldn't think of it." Okay, I'm pretty sure Hemingway was onto something.
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at this same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kuchera, with music by Kelly Wirtz, and produced by Angie Hafley. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org.